two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
You know what sounds good to me?
Oh, what?
The Salt Lake Rays.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, some baseball action. Some Major League Baseball coming in.
Tampa Bay Rays are saying we want to split between Montreal and Tampa.
Right, yeah. And we have 19 fans that come down to see us in Tampa. We'll get at least 2,000 who will come out to Montreal.
Why don't you move the team to Salt Lake City?
A city that actually will...
Would actually
I think
show up.
Of all the professional sports, I think the NFL... Eventually, I think this would be a great market. I don't know if it is right now. I don't know if it could support
for
it.
For the NFL?
Yeah. At some point, it could.
Have you been to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
I know. I'm just saying that
You're not looking at Evanston and Vernal. And you're not looking at Preston, Idaho. All these places,
they'll
show up if there's an
NFL
team.
People will come, Ray.
And Wendover?
They'll hand over the money.
They'll come.
They'll have such...
I mean, these NFL players could probably promote Wendover.
Brush them away from the face. Yeah, I get it. You can't compare everything to Green Bay. Green Bay is... If Green Bay applied for an NFL franchise now...
Mm-hmm.
Versus, the 78 years ago.
I don't want to hear this. They just can't support it. I'm not buying that.
Okay,
folks.
That being
here
said,
will
I
support
was just saying
a team.
I think that people would pack out a baseball stadium immediately. I think the Bees are one of those AAA teams that are awesome that people love, and I think that if you did a Major League Baseball team here. You would already have more support here than they get in Tampa. You'd already have more support.
What do you have, 45,000 seats stadium?
I mean, they do less than that in baseball. You 30, don't even need
38?
That. I mean, like Yankee Stadium and Fenway, they'll put that many in there. I'm trying to think. Safeco, where where I went growing up or even when I was a smaller kid, we'd go to those Ranger games. I think those were like 20,000 seats. Safeco was like 38. And they got 38,000 people in that thing for years, every year.
Put it right there in Draper. That's what a lot of people are talking about.
Why Draper? Where the prison. You're talking about where the prison is.
Yeah, get rid of the prison, put in a baseball field.
I thought you meant like right next to Corner Canyon High School. I'm like, there's no
the
real
Salt
estate
Lake
there,
Chain
buddy.
Gang.
That's oh, now they, we're talking.
That's what they could be.
See, Rays doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, like the Great Salt Lake Rays.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Just because it's a saltwater animal doesn't mean it would last more than 5 minutes.
What do you want to call them? The Utah Lake Carp? You want to call them the Carp?
You're like so big on calling carp, whatever team carpe, that comes here the
Carpe Diem.
Oh my
god. Seize the day.
There's no carp in there's not a thing that's alive in the Great Salt Lake except for the brine shrimp.
Well, there's carp in Utah Lake.
Could you imagine? An invasive species we're trying to get rid of.
Swim down the
and
Jordan
we name
River.
Our baseball team after it.
How about the June sucker?
The amount of jokes that we'd get. Oh my goodness. The chub. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that a fish too?
Yeah, it is.
Gosh, we just get stalled out on what we'd call the baseball team, and then we go, never mind. We just always go straight out to, yeah, because you always go, oh, you ought to do the Pioneers. You always get to that point. I think you've got better.
How could you disrespect the pioneer heritage of the state of Utah?
I'm not.
Oh, the pioneers.
Is that the voice I give
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is.
Like you sound like Julia Child. Oh, dear. What's the...
You stuff the Cornish hen.
Why
don't
earth?
Be afraid of it.
Okay, I'm not. Look, the pioneer heritage is a real thing. It does not evoke.
Yeah, the spirit and the
some toughness
and the toughness and these folks they tamed the West, they walked here.
You know what you do because you don't just have a it's not like you because I think a lot of times mascots will be if it's depicting a human it'll be predominantly like a you know Aggies I think of like Aggie they have like a grumpy guy with a mustache you know or like the Cowboys grumpy guy with a mustache, Pioneers. Have a you
we
can have a man
bonnet,
and
a bonnet on it.
Look, you got to have that. You got to have that dress. Guy. You got to have the guy with the suspenders.
They have a pitchfork.
Yes, and then you have that pioneer woman who's arguably as tough. She's holding a baby in one hand.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And a baseball mitt in the other.
It's got a broom, and a baby.
Boom.
And the guy's got a pitchfork and a.
Come on, man.
And
let's do this.
Maybe she's holding a baseball bat and a baby.
You know that like grumpy face they do on mascots? Urgh.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Grumpy face pioneer.
Yeah. You know, I'm related to my great-great-grandmother.
I mean,
No. I'm not talking about like a great aunt or something like this.
You say Kevin Bacon?
No. No, it's even because, you know, Hans Olsen, his uncle – Merlin
uh-huh.
was on Little House on the Prairie.
Yes. Also a pretty good football player.
My great 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 grandmother is Nellie Owens.
The real one.
The one
the actual person.
Like the one who's depicted as the mean shop
right.
owner's daughter.
Yeah.
Right. Which yeah. would mean that the shop owners were my great 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 grandparents.
Right.
But she was, yeah, she ended up marrying a Keery. She was Nellie Owens Keery, dude. I've got that pioneer heritage pumping through the old veins over here, buddy. So I'm all for it.
All right, you know who I'm related to?
Who?
Philo T. Farnsworth.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. TV guy.
Do you get any royalties off of that? Or
no, I'm too far removed.
So you're related to Philo T. Farnsworth.
You know who else I'm related to?
Lavelle Edwards.
It's just a great
Everybody
story.
Everybody is.
I know.
Dude.
Well, look at him. He's just kind of got that every man's face.
Grandpa Lavelle, man.
I mean, Lavelle was actually kind of a grumpy mascot.
Yeah.
That's what he
yes.
looked. That's what he looked like
he
on
looked
the sideline.
He looked like Popeye.
Yeah.
He looked like Popeye, but with the
yes, he did
because he had the forearms.
Yes.
And you give him a sailor tattoo on the arm there, and a can of spinach in the old hand, and a corncob pipe.
Yeah.
Corncob pipe against the honor code.
You get
though.
That one eye that would close.
Yeah, he had the look. All right, we'll take the break. Hey, I think Tim Lacombe's going to join us next. The coach is going to sort of try to walk us through what the heck's going on with this Jazz team. Boy, it must have been a tough post game. You go through the pregame, and I heard it. He and Jake going through and saying, hey, yeah, you got to get a win against this team. Here's how you do it. Bada bing, bada boom. And then post game, oof. That must have been tough to get through. We'll talk to Coach Tim Lacombe coming up just around the corner here. More to go. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.